Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. Thank you for all of you coming and joining us on our journey together. Today is day 12 of our 40-day sojourn and fasting and praying together. I'm thankful to God for all of you. Thank you for those of you who are listening live and those who will be calling in later. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. Amen. All right, we're going to get right to the word. The word this morning is coming to us from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 55, and I only want to read verse 1. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Number one, in your own personal private time with God, you would read the entire 55th chapter. I believe it will bless your life. Here begins the reading of God's word. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy, and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. The word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about free refills with your meal. Free refills with your meal. Beloved, when my kids were small, I would love to find restaurants that offered kids' meals really cheap. Even better for the Jones household is when kids ate for free. Love that. But an even better bonus was that even if I had to pay for the meal, we got a chance to get free refills with the meal. And one thing I taught my kids was if you get free refills with the meal, then you get to go back to the soda fountain. But you don't necessarily have to pick the same drink that you got when you got your meal. Because free refills means anything that's up there, you can get it for free. Beloved, I hate to admit this, that my kids are just about grown. But even now when I go to a restaurant, I still implore the same rules. That if I get free refills with my meal, then I have the right to go back to the soda fountain and not only get sweet tea, but if I feel like Sprite or if I feel like Dr. Pepper, I have the right to do so because I get free refills with the meal. Beloved, in Isaiah 55, God is extending an invitation for all his children to come and for them to buy and eat, but also to come and drink for free. At the time of the text, Israel is in exile, but God is welcoming those who are thirsty to come and drink. And what God offers is a trilogy of drinks. Text shows us three things that God offers freely for the spiritually thirsty child who is desiring something to drink. So the relevant question this morning is, what are the three drinks that God offers for those who are thirsty? Number one, beloved, the Bible shares with us that the thirsty will come and receive water. Look at the A clause of verse 1. It says, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And what's a blessed benefit about this is that this gives us the imagery spiritually of a flowing water fountain of fresh water. And so spiritually, water signifies the sanctifying force that cleanses us. All God's children are welcome to come and to partake, come and to drink and be sanctified, to be set apart for the work of God. Isn't it beautiful to know that there's a fountain of endless streams of flowing fresh water that God wants our thirsty souls to receive? And that when you get your bread, along with the bread, which is your meal, comes the free drink of water. But this kind of water is what spiritually satisfies and sanctifies us as we prepare to be set apart for the things of God. The children of Israel were in exile, and God is reminding them that because you're in exile due to your sin, I still love you enough to provide you a flowing fountain of fresh water, streams of fresh water that you can drink. But there's more here, beloved. God offers more free refills with the meal. Second thing is, for the thirsty, not only will the thirsty receive water, but the Bible says the thirsty will also receive wine. The thirsty will also receive wine. Look at the B clause of verse 1. And you who have no money, come, buy, and eat. Come, buy wine. Stop right there. Come, buy wine. God not only offers water, but the trilogy of drinks also offers wine, refills of wine. Notice the text says, come and buy. Pastor Jones, I thought you said it was free. I thought the refills were free that come with the meal. They are. One scholar says that this means when it says come and buy and drink for free, to fully immerse yourself in what costs you nothing to receive. To fully immerse yourself. That's what it means to come and buy. Fully immerse yourself in what costs you nothing to receive. Just because it's free doesn't mean it's not expensive. God lavishes on his children rich intangibles, blessings that flow from the fountain of heaven. And wine in this instance is symbolic of God's grace. I'm so glad that in the trilogy of drinks that come with refills with my meal, I'm able to partake freely in God's grace. Bible says we are invited to immerse ourselves in God's grace for free, to drink the spiritual grapes of grace that have been crushed by the very hand of God. And so the next time, beloved, you wake up in the morning and you think about how you got here, think about the fact that you have been fully immersed as a child of God in free grace that God offers his children. So we fully immerse ourselves in God's grace. That's the wine that we drink. But can I show you one more that comes from this fountain with this meal? Oh, my goodness. In this trilogy of drinks, not only do you have water, not only do you have wine, but here's the third and final thing. For those who are thirsty, the Bible says, you will also receive milk. Notice text says, come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. See, the exiled children are invited to come and buy milk. See, water sanctifies. Wine gives us free grace. Hallelujah. But milk symbolizes additional spiritual blessings that we are always invited to immerse ourselves in, to come and buy. We are invited to come and immerse ourselves in the many spiritual blessings of God. Well, somebody may be asking, what is the spiritual milk that I'm immersing myself in? Oh, beloved, it's new life. It's agape love. It's mercy. It's justice. It's forgiveness. See, what we have to understand is that even when we don't deserve it, because we are partakers of the meal of God, God provides free refills for his children. Our Creator and Sustainer and our Redeemer shares with us. I like this, and this is on a spiritual level, y'all. Please note that, a spiritual level, that all drinks are on the house. All drinks are on the house. You can come and buy wine and milk without money or without cost. You can come and get water and you have no money, because if you are thirsty and you are partakers in the bread of God, hallelujah, God is able to provide. Verse 2 says, why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fare. In other words, beloved, God provides the bread. We then purchase the bread. We take in what God provides, but then he provides the drinks so that we can get free refills for free. Listen, if you don't remember anything else, next time you go to a restaurant and they offer free refills, know that you can mix the drinks. You don't have to stick with the drink that you got when you came into the restaurant. God has a way of providing us with what we need. You can get a trilogy of drinks. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning thankful and grateful for the opportunity to be partakers freely, Lord, in the water, the wine, and the milk that you offer us. And even though, Lord God, we don't deserve it, and even though, Lord God, it's because of our own sinful past that we have found ourselves in the predicaments that we are in, God, you provide us with what we need in order to sustain ourselves, in order to keep ourselves up, Lord God, in order to know that you love us and that you care for us. So, Lord, allow us, as we get free refills, to partake, Lord Jesus, and to receive what we need. Let us drink from the ever-flowing fountain of the water of the Spirit that sanctifies. Let us drink from the ever-flowing fountain of wine that extends us grace. And let us drink from the ever-flowing fountain of milk that extends to us spiritual blessings, Lord God, that we can only imagine based upon your grace and mercy. God, we love you, we adore you, we bless you, we honor you on today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. God bless you, beloved. Heaven smile upon you. Don't forget, beloved, to drink from the fountain and receive what you need from the Master. Day 12, y'all. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.